Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel by simply searching Talk Over podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music.
What's happening, Cozzy?
I'm still alive. I'm still in England. I haven't seen another human being since March. This and I've gone absolutely mental.
Double's treating it like Walking Dead, mate. He's not still fucking.
I look like I've been living in the Walking Dead, man. I've gone back to the state that my beard was in like July. I feel like I've gone back to that already in just a month.
Yeah, I don't think I could imagine you without a beard now, bro. That is mad. That is a bit messy, that one.
Yeah, it is a bit.
At least you can grow a frigging beard, bro. Look at this. 30 odd years in the making, that.
You haven't shaved for 30 years.
I had a little shave this morning, but a shave to stylo is not a man's shave.
Rubs a chopper chop lolly on his face to get the fluff
H's
off.
H has got more facial hair than me. Anyway, I'm back. Sorry for leaving you, mate.
So we did.
I know
he
was
episode.
Having a bit of a sulk while I was gone. It's okay. I'm back now.
Bruv, I was pissed. I'm not going to lie.
Sorry, bruv.
Pissed because one day we're just chatting like normal, and then the next day I think I tried to call you. You didn't pick up. I saw on your Insta story.
Professional.
I saw on your Insta story just a picture of an aeroplane, and then next thing on Insta, you're telling everyone else but not telling me. Oh, I'm in Dubai now.
Bro, to be fair, oh sorry, mate. I didn't know how to ring and get permission from my fellow talkover host.
It's not about permission, mate. It's about an invitation.
You wouldn't have come anyway.
So,
guys,
that's not the point. No, that's not the point.
Listen to this guy. Double would not a chance in this world is he getting on a flight to Dubai with me, especially.
No, there's like. No, you're right. I wouldn't have come.
this guy's gassed it. He just wanted to feel like the invite was there, but he was never coming.
No, there's a point, though. Like, yeah, it's just...
See how it unravelled on Instagram? That's how it unravelled in real life. I literally got up and just went, fuck it. I'm going to take my chances. I'm gone.
And he moved to Dubai.
Yeah, oh, bruv, listen. It's mad that we had Jax on, like, 2 weeks before.
I know. I feel like we influenced the entire country, bruv. Because see what we did? We got Jax on. He was talking about how lit Dubai is, and then 2 weeks later, everyone's Charlie Slough's moved out there for the rest of the year.
The amount of DJs everyone's out there.
Literally,
there was, bruv. There were so many industry people out there: DJs, producers, artists, like everyone in it.
Dubai, is it safe to say Dubai became like Ayia Napa in 2009?
Bro, I can't even deal with these stupid... Some people are so stupid, man. Do you know how big Dubai is? Man, like, yo, Dubai's bait. Why? Because there's 20 man then from London there. That does not make a whole country bait. Why are people so stupid, man? Like, everyone was online hating on Dubai. I'm like, bruv, you'd be here tomorrow.
If Stylus had invited us.
You'd be here tomorrow, bro.
Everyone was just angry. They were just angry you didn't invite them, bro. That's what it is.
Bro, I didn't even take the missus. I left the wifey at home for 2 weeks on her own. If I can leave her at home for 2 weeks, I can leave a couple of
Everyone's getting bun.
Get me.
Stylus was like, fuck everyone, I'm out of here.
Literally, that's how it felt. I just thought, do you know what? A few people were going out there. They weren't really asking any questions. Boris shit the whole country up saying we couldn't travel and we can. So, yeah.
Did you have to do a test?
Yeah, I had to do the test before I went. Yeah, was it like the only thing.
Deep in your nostril, like all the way
jabbing,
up to your brain?
Jabbing man in the brain.
It makes me feel sick, bro, thinking about that.
I've had two now.
One in each nostril.
Oh, they're not very nice. It's the bit up the nose is okay. It's just, you've got to swab, like, if you haven't got tonsils, I have got tonsils. You've got to like swab your tonsil, mate. So you fucking
pause.
Bro, it's true though. You have to swab your tonsils, bro. It's hanging.
That's what Stylus got up to when he was in Dubai. Anyway,
this guy, I'd be in jail right now if I was behaving like that. I don't. I don't even know if you can. I don't even know if you can be gay in Dubai. I don't know if that's a real thing or not.
I don't know, actually.
I'm not sure. I think I'm pretty sure. I swear someone said something like that to me, that it's like not allowed.
No, there.
Anyway, let's not talk about sucking wood at the start of our podcast, for God's sake. Oh my days.
But no, I think they only recently relaxed the law on being able to share a room with someone that you're not married to.
Yeah. They've changed that now.
But that's super recent though.
Before, yeah, it was.
Like, if you were just basically taking a link out to Dubai, I think you had to have separate hotel rooms booked.
Yeah, it's a bit of a myth, yeah, because I first went with the missus like 7-8 years ago. We weren't married then. Well, we're not married now. What am I talking about? I wasn't married then. Wake up, Stye. And we were, and no one said a thing. Like, the hotel are like, oh yeah, come have a nice holiday, show you to your room and that. So I think it's a bit of a myth, but they've relaxed it all now. So it was a bit messy, mate. I'm not gonna lie. It was a bit messy. Yeah, I chilled for like 60% of it. 70% of it, and then I got absolutely blasted for like the other 30-40%. So what, man? Like, it's been a stressful year, bruv.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, how can I need to just get away, refresh the brain, end the year on a positive note. And obviously we're still in tier 3 here, so we're still in lockdown pretty much from next week, which is just dry.
Yeah, but it's dead.
We move.
No, we don't. Bits. It's lockdown. It's tier 3. We don't move.
Bro, I'm moving.
To be fair, this lockdown, I might be incriminating myself. I could be in jail this time next week because of what I'm about to say. This lockdown hasn't changed a single fucking thing for me. But I actually know, tell a lie, the only thing it's changed is I haven't been allowed to go to the gym.
Okay.
Because the gym has been closed. I've still been working out.
The gyms were open though, right? Before this lockdown.
Oh, yeah, they were. So
the second lockdown, okay.
I've been going to the gym for like probably about 10 weeks, maybe 12 weeks before lockdown 2.
Okay.
And that's the only way my life has changed in this lockdown is the gym. I've not been allowed to go to the gym because it's been closed. Like,
yeah, we open up on Wednesday.
What day is Wednesday? The second. Yeah, same here. But see, the mad thing.
Back on the training flex, man.
I was actually ripping the piss out of you earlier, off camera, obviously, about being in tier 3. Kent's in tier 3. So I live in Kent. So we're actually in tier 3 as well.
This guy. But, let's not even get too political today, because I'm sick of it, bruv. I'm sick of Boris. Absolute clart. All these guys, man, I just can't. They're full of shit, mate. I don't even want to bring it to the podcast.
Back to the Dubai thing, real quick.
Go on. Let's not talk politics today.
Were you online quite a lot? Were you on your socials while you're out there? I think you were, weren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
I blocked you. I put you on mute because I was like, "Ah, fuck that guy." did you see the video of Teton and Heady fighting?
I seen it, man. Them guys. Oh, bro, do you know what? Yeah. See these kids coming out to Dubai thinking they can do some, like they're in ends. Bro, you're in Dubai, you know. Like,
yeah,
these men will lock you up for 27 years for like slapping someone.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, I seen it.
Was there much talk?
It was a bit like...
It trended for a day over here. Like, everyone, like, all the memes came out and everyone was chatting about it. But was there much talk about it in Dubai?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, there was, man. I think a lot of people were just disappointed at how many dickheads were actually coming over and causing trouble, innit? But it's not even like they weren't... People aren't going out there and causing trouble with locals. It's... Man from ends are out there causing trouble with each other.
Yeah.
In a different country. But Dubai is not the place, man. There was a couple of little scraps, and you know what it's like when the UK social media are locked in with Twitter and that, and that's why everyone was slagging it off. Oh, it's Napa this and Napa that. There was literally a couple of instances in like one or two venues. Do you know how many venues are in Dubai? Do you know how big Dubai is, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a couple of spots, but yeah, there was definitely a little bit of beef going on.
They're lucky, bro. They're so lucky they didn't get locked up.
Lucky.
No, so I swear, lucky, like, man. obviously it wasn't that deep, but I'm like, bruv, I think if you do that shit in America, you're getting dragged off the plane and locked up on a terrorist charge. Bro. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm actually surprised, yeah. I feel like they were a bit lenient with it, you know. I feel like they let it slide a little bit.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, I think because it didn't escalate. From the video, from what I saw, obviously Morrison was in the middle and there was other people intervening. And, bruv,
I was thinking if he starts now, everyone's heads are coming off.
Oh, mate, yeah. But no. The thing is as well, yeah, what I noticed from the video, yeah.
Watch out these microphones, yeah. Like I'm about to take off.
What I noticed from the video, yeah, it didn't seem like either of them really wanted it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No one's holding you back, bruv. Like, you can fly if you want, not fly in the plane, but you can fly at him if you want to. Like, no one's holding you back. But it didn't look like... It kind of looked like they were both like, shit, or we're here, yeah, and there's a bunch of people around.
That's like, it, innit? Because... They're just, from the ends and they've got that beef. Like, they feel like if they see each other like that, it has to be on site. But I'm like I tweeted this. I'm like, not there, innit? I get the street beef, the areas. I get it. I get what's going on. But time and a place, bro, and you've picked the worst place.
Yeah.
On the planet to try and start a thing like that, bro.
Yeah, it is. I reckon
if that went to like swinging properly, they probably would have all got nicked.
But yeah, but this is the thing, man. It, like, from my perspective, what I saw, it didn't look like they were on it. Like, obviously they're in front of each other. I don't even know how that happened. The fact that they ended up face to face, like. But anyway,
there wasn't loads of flights coming in and out of Dubai, innit? So there's just a coincidence that they've ended up on that same flight.
Yeah, but bruv, do you know how many flights I've been on where I've actually travelling with someone, the amount of times we've not even been sat next to each other? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the chances of them...
Imagine he gets on the plane and they're on the same row. Oh, hi.
But, no, my point is, like, it didn't look like either of them were really on it, but...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because of the pressure around them, because of the people around them as well... That's what egged them on, and because they're like the front guys, they're the ones that everyone sees and everyone recognises. It's almost pressure to be like, oh shit, I've said it now, innit? And now I've got to back it up. Like, it's this weird.
Don't mess up, like, the bag for that, man. Like, two successful artists, yeah. Like, I get it. I get the beef. I think I tweeted something about this as well, and I got a little bit of abuse. A couple of man then were like, oh yeah, but it's beef, it's beef. I'm like, bruv, these men are. At the top of their game right now.
Yeah.
Like, low a little scrap. I mean, that's the career end of that.
Yeah.
If it actually goes down.
That's the thing. They are very lucky, bruv. They are very lucky.
Like, especially for like a heady one, especially, like, he is at the top of his game right now. Like, I wouldn't
bruv,
even.
Bruv, I feel like both of them are. But both Tion and Heady, neither of them have been bigger than they are at the moment.
Tion's not long been out. So it's like,
oh, what, from his last charge? Yeah.
Come on, fam. Like, you're leading a different life now, man. Like, keep. Yeah. I get it though. I get how it works, innit? But allow it, man. The time and the place, innit?
I think these big artists, yeah, they need to move like. They need to start moving like the American artists do, like the American superstar artists do, and I mean by having professional security with them.
Yeah, I hear that.
If it's like that on the roads, yeah.
Heady looked like he was rolling with two little scrubs. It would have two kids he was with.
I don't know.
Is that security?
I don't know. No, no, because they don't have security, do they? They just got their boys around.
Imagine it went down. Yeah, but them two boys, they look like his, like, his spliff rollers or something.
I don't know. I didn't see who was with him. I didn't see that.
I got to show you a picture of the two kids. Anyway, I've sunk off too much. You might come and find me.
No, but these artists, yeah, I feel like they need to be moving like American superstar rappers do, with licensed proper security. So, like, see if Tion had proper security. I'm not talking about his boys that just know how to hold down a fight. I'm talking about proper licensed security, like close protection, yeah? And if Heady had that, those two guys, it would have been their job to keep their artists safe and away from each other. So it wouldn't have even been a thing. It wouldn't have been the security mashing each other up because they're not from the ends. So they're just on the payroll. They're just getting paid. Their job is to keep the artists safe. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, and then I think you do that, it's going to reduce all the artists rolling around with weapons, the ones that keep getting caught up on weapon charges and stuffed in the bin for that when they're reaching their peaks. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think labels that are signing these artists need to be responsible for assigning security details to the biggest top tier artists.
I just think on that occasion, I think the man them just thought they could roll to Dubai on a little holiday tip and nothing like that was even expected to be going down. Do you know what I mean? A little quick trip to Dubai and that. It just happened to be that half the industry went out there at the same time. The minute everyone found out there was a loophole to go Dubai, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Them flights are filling up real quick.
Regardless, bro, it's not like, even with using the American guys as an example, even with them, it's not smoke every day for them. Do you know what I mean? But in the situations where it does get tense, the security is needed and the security is there straight away. In a lot of situations. Do you know what I mean? Like, in my opinion and
what was the Jeezy and Fingy clash, the Jeezy and Gucci clash on Versus the other week? I don't know if you watched
I'm not a Gucci fan and I'm not really a Jeezy fan either.
I'm not a fan of either of them in it, but I'm obviously kind of plugged into like the beef and whatnot, and it's like one of the, like, it's a, I mean, it's a pillar within hip hop beefs over the years. Them man can go and squash it on live Instagram, bro, to like 2 million people. And then you got these dudes from ends like ready to shiv each other on an Emirates flight. Like, if them man can scrap it and move forward, and that, like, where there's actual murders involved.
Bro, that's surely deep.
Surely, like, these man can just, do you know what I mean? Like, that, in my opinion, if them man can squash it on that level, at the top level of, like, a hip-hop beef, then these dudes running around in the street should be able to do the same thing for the greater cause, innit? And for the careers, man. Like, yeah, I never get it, me. Like, the kids that grow up with not the greatest upbringing and are part of like gang culture and whatever, like, if the music pulls you out of that, move forward, innit? Like,
yeah,
that's the card to get out.
It's much deeper than that, though.
It is fully deeper than that. But look at the artists that have done it and pulled away.
Like, yeah, and that is respectable. Like, it's funny because I was on the phone with Chucky actually last week, and we had the same conversation because we were talking about the C-Biz documentary on Link Up TV, right? And the problem is, a lot of these guys, I'm talking specifically about London now because I don't know about other cities, but a lot of these guys are growing up in inherited beef. So, like, what happened is 40 years ago, their uncle and their dad, or their granddad even, or whatever, was at a party one time and someone knocked him. And so he turned around and pushed the guy who punched him, and then that was it. That was a fight. And then the next time they saw each other, they had a fight again. And then the time after that, someone might have got killed. And now, suddenly, that's one family hating on another family.
So
one family wants to retaliate.
Generational beef.
Exactly. And then one family wants to retaliate, kills another cousin, and that brings another part of that family into the beef, who then kills another cousin. And that, and then just when that person's brother has a son, it's like, yeah, don't fuck with that family there. Like, and then it just grows exponentially. And through the brother, I bet if you ask most of these guys who are beefing now, like proper violent, I'm not even talking about the rappers now, I'm talking about like the guys in the streets that are actually beefing each other. If you ask them, like, why did this start? Who
probably
started
couldn't
this?
Even, probably they couldn't wouldn't, even give you a
they wouldn't
answer.
Even fucking know, bro. Real or if thought. They if they would, it'd be like, oh yeah, it's because my uncle or my dad had this and that and da 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 da. And then it's like, okay, find the dad. Why did this start? Oh, it's because my dad did it. It's all generational. It's all like inherited beef.
I get
bro.
It. I get
it's
it.
Fucking nonsense.
I do get it, but you've got the keys to move away. The biggest keys as well, bro. Like, money, finances, like fame, whatever it is that comes with your music career, like, that's the opportunity there to, I don't know, man. I get it. It's ingrained in some people, but that's the key. That's the keys, isn't it? They're the keys, bruv.
100%. But a lot of them don't. A lot of them choose revenge or retaliation over just walking away, being a bigger man, walking away.
I don't even know what that beef is over with Hedy and Tion. What is it even? What's it even about?
I don't know the history of it, bro. To be honest, and I probably should, but I don't. I don't know the history of Hedy.
I try not to read into it too much. Like but we came through an era where it was real hip hop beef, where a man would just go and shoot next man. Get me, like someone like literally like the old school hip hop beefs were like, there's some petty stuff now, but yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Peace and love, Maggies.
Peace and love indeed.
Get the bag.
And while we're talking about beef, did you see the Trillery Banks and Nolay thing unfolding?
I've not fully looked into that. All I've just seen was people saying that one's got a ghostwriter. Why is next one wearing a mask? Because she got smelly breath and all this. Like I read a few, I seen a few bits and bobs. I still need to plug into that,
bruv. You know what? It's funny because Trillery Banks is a newcomer.
Let me load this up.
And Nolay is like a full-on veteran, bruv. If you know, right? So put it this way as well. Like I put Nolay in my top 10 lyricists for the UK. I'm not talking about top 10 females. I'm talking about top 10. Nolay is in
for
the
real?
Top 10. Yeah, 100%.
What, top 10 in the whole of England, male and female?
Yep, male and female, bruv. Nolay's in the top 10 without a shadow of a doubt. And when it comes to grime, she's cold with it. When it comes to clashing, bruv, there's not a lot of guys that could turn Nolay upside down in a clash. Like, okay. not a lot of MCs out there would be able to hold it down against Nolay.
No, she is hard.
It's interesting because with the Trillery Banks one, Trillery Banks did a video. I can't remember the name of it, but she did a video at Shell Garage. And one of
what
her...
is wrong with all these dudes that have to go to the garage?
Chip what started is... it. Blame Chip.
Why is everyone going to the garage to drop the heat, bro?
Because it's Shell, isn't it? They've come to Shell. They've come to Shell. That's why.
Yeah, I get that, but still, man.
It's always
a Shell garage.
Yeah. Someone said they need to go BP. Nolay said it in one of her bars for Trillery. But
oh, that's a madness.
So Trillery did a track. I can't remember what it was called, but it was at Shell Garage. And Nolay responded, but she responded online because Trillery said, one of Trillery's lines is that she's the queen of rap. And obviously, like, Nolay, nice, as a competitive MC, is like, fuck that shit. You're not the queen of rap. I'm the queen of rap. Like, what are you saying? And then it started getting personal. And so, Trillery was like, it went online for a little bit, and then Trillery was like, all right, fuck this, I'm making something for Nolay. So she did a track for Nolay, and then an hour
so
later,
she's dressed like Cardi B in the Bow That Yellow video. Why has she got the masks on and that?
Yeah, she has like a, I don't know what culture it's from, but she's got like a face mask that's like, it's like a metal sort of, I was describing it all wrong, but it's like a...
No, I've got it up in front of me now.
It's like
it looks
a
like
decorative...
something out of Prince of Persia or something.
Yeah, Persian. That's it. That's a good way to describe it. It looks like some kind of Persian face mask or something. And she's got that, but I think she's in like Pirate Studios for that one. I'm not even dissing her. I'm just saying that one looks like she's in Pirate Studios.
You can't.
I'm not even.
I mean, you don't record a sending pirate with that big fucking. The letter thing on the wall.
Oh, I didn't think there was anything wrong with that, to be honest. Nah, but so that was what she sent for Nolay, and then
that's
like
funny.
An hour later, Nolay dropped a track. But leading up to it, Nolay then said like, "Oh, this one isn't for Trillery. This was going to drop anyway." But okay. it was a mad aggressive track, and it's called "Choke on My Name," and so it's just kind of like, it sounded like it was for Trillery. But then I think about an hour after that, Trillery dropped another one for Nolay. But again, she was wearing a mask. But the thing is about that one, she was in a different studio, which wasn't as nice a setting. And she had the mask back on. But she stayed sitting down for the whole video. And it was very like, Nolay's one was like a fully produced music video.
I'm going through the beef thing, the timeline of it now online.
Yeah. And then Trillery's second one not including the Shell Garage one, Trillery's second one, she was sat down, and it was, but it was just like in it looked like in like a bedroom studio or something. It didn't look like proper settings, and it was just one take on one camera. That's where I think she made a fault.
Studio looks a bit peak.
That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's
next man's bedroom set up. That.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't like she should have taken a bit more time over the visuals for
it. Yeah, 100%. I feel like now, yeah, Beef has took a different. It's gone to a different level. Like, man are dropping full scale visuals. Do you know what I mean?
Rough.
Like the Beef thing is real now. It's got to look good.
No,
as well,
listen.
As have the
see,
bars and sound good, you get me? It's got to be the full package.
This is where Nole managed to get things perfect with this.
Yeah, yeah,
because
she went it. But Nole's vet though, man, compared
well,
to
this,
Trillery.
But this is what I'm saying. Nole did a... She didn't just attack Trillery on a track, or two tracks now. So after that one, she a couple days later, Nole dropped another track, which definitely was for Trillery. She name checks her and everything. But what Trillery was doing in the... What Nole was doing in the meantime... She was continuing online and busting tweets and getting all her supporters to do the tweets and stuff. She even dropped a photo of someone, I don't know if it was or not, but someone that looks like Trillery in the queue at the job centre.
Oh, Lord.
And like, bruv, it was just...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it was Nole's online assault coupled with her dub for Trillery was just...
The thing is, Nole's born for this, innit? So, like, she's coming from all angles, man. Like, Trillery had... For me, Trillery had loads to gain from it, innit? And it's like, yeah, Nole's to lose because she's the vet. So, but the whole mask thing was a bit dodgy for me, bruv. Like, I've got man saying bars have been ghostwritten. She's not learnt the words... She doesn't know the words properly, so she's covered her mouth up. I'm reading all sorts.
But this is where, bruv, this is where Nole is such a genius with this kind of stuff, right? Because she's picked up on stuff. So Trillery's gone on the attack, yeah? And Nole's picked up on certain things in her video.
Double's coming like academics today.
Bro, trust me, yeah? I've analysed this. I've had time.
Double's coming like academics, bruv.
No,
I'm
so listen. Listen, so Nole's picked up on all this stuff. Like the mask, and said you're wearing a mask because you don't know the bars because you didn't write it.
There you go.
That's not true. I spoke with someone on Trillery's team here about this, and I know Trillery as well, and she is a barer, brother. Like she is a rapper, and I think
she's a good rapper,
and she definitely wrote the stuff for herself. But what Nole did was she just said it out there. She was like, she's got a ghostwriter, and you know what it's like online. Everyone's like, oh yeah, she's wearing a mask. That means she doesn't know her lyrics. She definitely has a ghostwriter.
Like, but they'll believe anything on Facebook.
This is the thing. But so now what Trillery's done is she's put Trillery on a defensive because now Trillery has to prove that that's not true.
Yeah, true story.
Nole hasn't even had to address anything Trillery said. All she said is, she's got a ghostwriter. Look, she's wearing a mask. She doesn't know the lyrics. Now Trillery's like, she has to defend that and have to prove that wrong.
So it stops now. It's on Trillery's corner now, isn't it? A man waiting for a reply.
No, so Trillery dropped one more, and that was... Actually, I'll get to that in a sec. So the other thing Nole did was, Nole went on Spotify and found the writer credits on Spotify. Now the disc from Trillery was uploaded by Pac-Man TV.
Yeah, yeah, but he's not changed the...
What he does is, bruv, what he does...
The upload info, innit?
This is the other thing. Nole's exposing... Bruv, Nole is exposing so much fuckery here because...
Schoolboy.
Pac-Man TV basically takes the writer credits, which probably means the royalties
for all
of the songs uploaded on his platform. Meaning anyone that writes it doesn't get the royalty check. It goes to Pac-Man TV.
I seen the DMs though, innit? He was saying to take it down and that. Because
yeah, and she posted that and bruv, that
is... his business.
That is the sick... Like, this is how I'm saying Nole's online attack was so sick that it's put Trillery's whole thing on the defensive, so it's very, very difficult now for Trillery to maneuver out of that. And Trillery say thought more about
was just, it was just going to be a couple of sends back and forward, and Nole's loading up from every angle, you know, coming like military.
Exactly. So, anyway, yes. Then Trillery does one. So, Nole drops hers, and less than 24 hours later, Trillery responds to it, addresses certain things from that, and has a proper video shoot ready, which I rated from Trillery, to be fair. She came with props, because she called Nole Miss Piggy, and she came with a pig. She came with a pig's head to the video, like a severed head off a pig. I don't know if it's a real one or a fake one or what. But she came with a severed head from a pig and was like beating it with a bat and all sorts. Like, and
that's over now, isn't it?
Nole put a tweet out saying that I'm busy now, like I can't be bothered to reply. But to be honest, I think Nole needs to respond.
No, because
it was, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, it's not over. Or if it is over, Nole didn't win. Because Trillery went an extra round. And if Nole's like, no, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, but sometimes...
then it means Nole's quit.
I've not heard the final send. Is it worthy of a reply? Because you know what some of these artists are like? If it's not levels...
It's good.
Like, look what's happened with Stormzy and Chip at the minute. Stormzy's just aired, man. I just left him outside hanging out to dry. It's like, yeah, I don't need to reply to that. You know what
some artists
are like? But they feel like they don't need to, innit?
Yeah, but we'll see with the Chip thing. So before I say that, yeah, Trillery's latest one, in my opinion, is worthy of a reply.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it's better than Nole's last one. I think it's better than Nole's first one in this beef, but I don't think it's better than Nole's second one. But just the fact that Trillery turned it round quick... Within 24 hours, bro, she had it written, shot, and posted. So she turned it around.
Yeah, you got to be swift now, innit, with the replies.
She had the props, and she answered what Nole had to say. Like, that,
okay.
That to me, that's a good response. Do you know what I mean? And lyrically, it was good as well. So I'm waiting now. I'm waiting to see if Nole's coming back or if it is just dead. But if Nole just ignores it now and is done with it, then in my opinion, bruv, Nole didn't win. It was a good spar. It was a good little scrap.
But you can't say Trillery. I reckon it's a draw, that.
Well, yeah, so...
It's a draw, man.
But you can look at it now, you can analyse it the same way as Chip and Bugsy. Because who would you say won between Chip and Bugsy? Because I would say exactly the same thing. It was a draw. And the reason I'd say it was a draw...
I think it was a draw, but I think Bugsy won on a personal level.
Well, Bugsy benefited
his whole career.
Yeah, definitely, bro.
So, Bugsy, like, man might say it's a draw, but Bugsy will say, I won, fam. Like,
that's Chip, the thing. Chip no
took,
one lost.
Chip took the bait.
Yeah, and Bugsy took £1 million out of that, bro. Like,
Bugsy knew exactly what he was doing, bro, and Chip took the bait, man, and then Chip's tried to do that to Stormzy, and Stormzy's like, no. No.
Yeah,
you're not drawing me out, cuz.
I
wish he did, though, man. I wish Stormzy came back, fam.
See, Stormzy and Wiley was good.
Yeah, I know, but like, I think Stormzy was shook of Chip, bro. That's what I think. I do. Man.
I think, bruv, personally, yeah, knowing what I've seen from online, like video of him going to the house and the fact that there is a little bit of a passer between the two of them.
That's stupid. Like, they don't roll to man's yard.
I think there's something more. There's something personal going on there. And okay. Chip's doing this as promo for his mixtape.
Yeah, my man didn't reply. He's waited like a couple weeks. And then last night drops a grime freestyle.
Daily Duffy for his birthday, yeah.
Probably thought he's not coming back, mate. I'll have to try something else.
I think if there's something personal going on between the two of them, I think Stormzy's probably thinking, fuck that. If I respond, that means Chip is going to benefit because he's going to get to clash with me and it's going to promote his mixtape for him.
Yeah, but like, Stormzy goes around calling himself the king of grime. If you're gonna put that label on yourself, you gotta be able to handle the best man coming for your neck.
Does he say he's the king of grime?
Yeah, he says that shit all the time in his records, man. He ain't the king of grime, cuz. I'm sorry.
I know he says he's wearing the Grime's crown, but I would say just fucking the UK full stop, not just grime.
Nah, Stormzy's obviously at the top of his game, innit? He's like top tier. I just feel like... I get why he's not replied, but I just don't think he wanted it. I reckon he sat down at home, had a brew, and thought, do I really want this with Chip? I don't know, man. Can I really be arsed right now? There's a lot going on.
The difference is as well, so many people have barred for Chip now.
Yeah.
It's almost like all the information on Chip has been exhausted.
Yeah, it is. It's like when Eminem in 8 Mile, where he just rips himself to shreds with his own rap and like, come for me now then, cuz.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone that's clashed with Chip, especially like Bugsy, and when Chip and Youngin were going at it as well, pause.
Chip and Youngin. Like, Youngin.
Bruv, everything got exposed then.
Yeah, two stories.
So what is Stormzy going to come with that hasn't been said? Whereas Chip, being Chip, firstly, has got bars forever. But secondly,
like Chip can find next bars and next disses and create shit out of thin air, though.
Exactly.
That's the kind of guy that can just draw something out of nowhere.
Bruv, this is Stormzy we're talking about. Look how much information there is about Stormzy that you can just turn. Bruv, if I wanted to write a diss for Stormzy, I would just need to Google his name right now.
Should we send for Stormzy?
I could come up with 32 bars for Stormzy real quick.
Talk over send.
The talk over send. Right,
we'll be like that Munya guy, the comedian dude that's dropping the songs online.
Yeah, that's another topic we can chat about.
He's been signed, fam.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's another topic we can chat about in a minute.
Let's not do that today. let's not have this conversation today. Flipping heck. What do you think Chip is in danger of like falling into that bracket where a man are just thinking, fuck it, does this guy stop? Like, just drop some projects, innit? Do you know what I mean? How many times can you post up in a garage?
I think it depends on the... It depends on the quality of his next project and the success of his next project.
Yeah,
if he gets a hit out of his next project, that's gonna be a springboard for things moving forward.
We forget how long he's been around, Chip.
Bruv, think about it. Yeah, he bossed when he was 15.
Yeah,
he turned 30 yesterday. That's half of his life. that's exactly crazy. Next year, he's gonna have been doing this for more than half of his life.
Do you think he's underachieved in regards to where some other UK artists have gone and the length of time that he's been out here and the opportunities that he's had already as well? Like, don't forget, he was out doing rhythms with Chris Brown and all that before it was cool to link with American artists.
Well, bro, don't forget, he was signed to T.I.
Yeah. My man got
in America, like, yeah, definitely. I think... it's a difficult one to
he's
call.
He's not underachieved, but I just think for his ability and skill and...
I think he peaked at a time when there wasn't enough money in UK rap to make it worthwhile for him.
Yeah, I hear that before they were ever.
And I feel like looking at the way he might be super smart with his finances and he might own buildings on buildings and all sorts of businesses, but from what I see, or the way it comes across, it doesn't look like... How can I say this? It doesn't look
He looks pepped.
it doesn't look like...
Doubles on say he looks skin.
No, but it doesn't look like he is able to just retire tomorrow if he wanted to.
100%.
If he stopped doing everything tomorrow, I don't know if he has enough finances to last him for the rest of his life. Whereas someone like Stormzy, for example, someone like Lethal Bizzle, someone like Skepta, Giggs, all of these people, I feel like if they just stopped tomorrow, these are all millionaires, bruv.
True.
Do you know what I mean? So like they could just live a moderate life for the rest of their life. I don't know. But again, I can't really judge it because...
Your speculation, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, he just doesn't... I don't know.
I just feel like he should focus on the music a little bit, man. Like, after this after this Stormzy thing, he's not replied. Just allow that angle for a hot minute. Like, and just focus on, like you say, putting out some good, solid music. Focus on your fan base and get some hits. You get me? But, like, after Stormzy not replying, like, he can't go... What are you going to do now? Are you going to go send for next man?
Well, it might do, bro. It makes him money. Phil, what was Chip's last project
called?
But
does it make money like that, though? Sending?
Yeah, of
like,
course. Of streams and stuff.
You're not, it's not life-changing money, streams, unless you're hitting the millions on millions.
No, but let's say, for example, you could probably make about, what is it? I think on Spotify.
Spotify is like the lowest of the bunch, isn't it?
Yeah, Spotify, which is the lowest paid one, I think for a million streams is about $6,000.
Okay. Right?
So you're getting about $6,000 for a million streams. Now, if all you're doing is going to the Shell garage around the corner,
but doing is he something, posted, uploading. Are these freestyles going on? Are these going online?
Yeah, of course.
Let me go. Yeah. I'm going to go on Chip's page. I'm curious.
But he uploads, I'm pretty sure, actually, I don't know if he did with
The Daily Duppy and all that is up there already. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. One of his highest stream records is Oopsie Daisy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I remember that.
But see, that's...
Wow,
that's,
that is going back, cuz.
Yeah, and that's at a time when UK rap wasn't cool. That's at a time when UK rappers... To make any kind of money, have to cross over and go commercial.
Yeah.
Which is why I think at the time he was like, he did the commercial thing. It worked out, I guess, for him financially because he had chart hits. But my perspective of that situation is that he wasn't happy with doing that music, so he fucked off to America.
Yeah, I agree.
Went to America, signed to Grand Hustle, tried a thing out there, didn't work, came back. Like, and then it was only on his return that it seems like things started to get moving here. Not because he returned, obviously, but the timing of his return. And don't forget, when he returned as well, he was still Chipmunk.
Yeah, and everyone was trying to say, oh, now you want to come, now the scene's popping a little bit. Man wants to come back and get involved and get his feet back under the table.
Yeah.
That American thing, most artists would give that a try, man. It just didn't work out for him, innit? Like, it's T.I., bruv.
And at the time, T.I. was one of the biggest rappers at the time.
Yeah, that's
as
what
well.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He was doing his thing, man. So you'd be an idiot not to try that.
Iggy Azalea signed there.
Imagine a UK rapper dropped a record with Chris Brown now. How much of a scene that would create noise, bruv.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah, definitely.
That was a long time ago still.
And if you listen to the sound of the song as well, it's a pop song.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a rap song. If someone's if someone dropped a song with Chris Brown now,
it's
going to be a rap song. Yeah, it was just chart music, wasn't it?
I think Chip, as an artist and bars wise and all that, he's top tier, isn't it? I just feel like he's not lived up to it.
I think it depends on what this project does. If this project flops, I think we start seeing the demise of Chip. Like, where he is now pigeonholed in a... Yeah, he's sick. He's sick with the lyrics, but he doesn't make great music. Yeah. If this project flops.
But I feel like when he does his features or he drops or he just jumps on someone else's rhythm, he fucking shells it. Coming like Ludacris when he hands over a 16.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day, if you got a 16 off Luda, you got a hit, bruv.
Oh, Ludacris used to be one of my favourite rappers, man.
Luda was sick, man, but he's the feature god. I feel like his solo music wasn't as good as his features.
Oh, I don't know. He had some bangers.
He had a couple, but his feature game was strong.
And what was the album? Word of Mouth. Ludacris's Word of Mouth. Nah, yeah, you're wrong, man. Ludacris's Word of Mouth album was cold.
It was all right. He's got better features, man, bro.
He has got some sick features,
Chicken
though.
Remember the Chicken and Bear album?
Yeah.
Mom was on the phone. Come on, yeah. Come on. So yeah, anyway, beef. Oh yeah, talk about Chipmunk, flipping heck. Bro, I did a mixtape with him, innit?
Remember you that? Did a mixtape with him?
Yeah.
Like an actual mixtape?
Yeah, an actual mixtape, bro. Like he hosted it and all that, and it was like all his hits.
Really? Where's that?
It's online. That was like maybe five years ago.
So, bruv, well, you should have made way more noise about that.
I did. It was all over the place.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, man. he hosted it and like he had to vet it out. And then there was like he made, like, I think there was two tracks in there he made me remove after it was finished, and it was like Oopsie Daisy and another one.
You put Oopsie Daisy in there?
Yeah, because it was just like a hits thing, like a timeline of his music, and there was like 50, 60 records on that. It's still online now.
Yeah.
I interviewed him back in the day, and then I had the connection through his DJ, and then he kind of plugged it in, and then... Yeah. It just kind of happened, and then we linked in Liverpool and went on a night out when he was doing a DJ'd for him at a show in Liverpool time ago, and yeah, we all ended up getting drunk.
I was meant to interview him, and then he parred it, and then I had a go at him about it, and he blocked me on Twitter, and I am still blocked to this day. Till this day!
This guy has... You and Twitter do not get along, mate.
Well, I don't give a fuck, bruv.
You've had... Double was calling me a guy. The guy's deleting tweets and that. He's having an emotional time right now.
2020 has been a bad time for my Twitter. I don't delete tweets yet. You can go through my whole entire Twitter and see my life.
I delete tweets every day, bro.
Bro, and honestly, yeah, I think I've deleted 3 tweets in the last month or so now. And one of them, I can't remember what the first one was.
One of them was the tweet. Huh? No, it won't. One of them was the tweet, which we won't even talk about.
Yeah, you don't talk about that situation. That was the tweet. That got deleted. So yeah, that was the first one. And then after you fucked off to Dubai without me, I got a bit cussy on Twitter.
Guy called me... I can't even say the word because it's a disgusting word. That's the one swear word that I don't like using.
Bruv, do you know how funny it is? So many people hit my DMs after that to be like, yo, you never swear like that on Twitter. Like, are you all right? Is everything okay?
Yeah, like, we don't swear on Twitter. I'm the same. We keep it clean.
Bro, I had a bunch of people messaging me like, is everything okay? Like, are you angry?
Oh, you
like,
were shouting the C-U-N-T word in public.
I know.
On the timeline.
I sort of forgot myself a little bit. But anyway, I just did it. I just did it just for some banter, basically. I just put it out there.
Oh, no, I got it. I know you in it, but like everyone else, like, oh, the guy said cunt on the timeline. Oh.
You know what it is? I've been watching The Boys on Amazon Prime. Have you seen that?
Really? You're gonna, a big man like you is going to blame it on an Amazon fucking program.
Bruv, if you watch The Boys, but I'm talking about if you binge watch The Boys, you will fully understand. Anyone listening that knows about Billy Butcher, they'll fully understand why I started saying it.
Don't be like Double and be influenced by a TV program.
I'm weak-minded. You know what I mean? But anyway, the other tweet that I deleted. So I deleted that tweet anyway, and I DM'd everyone back, and I was like, yeah, I'm cool. It's just a bit of banter, and maybe I've watched The Boys too much, and that's it. Like, nothing's wrong. I just got a bit sweary, but I deleted it just to avoid any other people DMing me being like, are you okay? And anyone thinking that something was wrong. So I got rid of it. That was the second tweet I've ever deleted. And the third tweet I ever deleted, on the Thursday before it was supposed to drop, I tweeted about how Octavian's album was actually sick and everyone should run up the streams.
Oh my God, was that before?
Because I heard the album...
After the beef?
No, it was before. I heard the album before its release. And bruv, it was an incredible album. Like, it was a proper sick album. And so I was like, yeah, everyone needs to run the streams up on this because Octavian's album is proper sick. And no lie, 2 hours later is when
The timing is impeccable.
Bro, let me tell you about... So 2 hours later is when the first tweet about the abuse and stuff came out. 2 hours after I've tweeted about it. Yeah. And then Octavian's gone viral and this and that, and then everyone's cancelled. And then even the label were like, we're not releasing the album. And then I was like, shit, I've got on my timeline the fact that I've just said Octavian's album is sick. Let's run the tweets up. After today, you're not going to be able to see what time that was posted, only the date. And so it's going to look like everyone's going, Octavian's cancelled, domestic abuse, cancel Octavian, rightly. And then there's me going, Octavian's album's pretty sick, actually. You should run the streams up on that. But... yes, it's mad. Bruv, I think I'm cursing people because earlier this year, I had a Tory Lanez tribute mix, like a 30-minute Tory Lanez mix that I was going to drop. And then he shot Megan Thee Stallion and everyone cancelled him before I dropped it.
Oh, did he actually shoot her though, bro?
I don't know. I don't know about that situation.
The girl's dancing around on stage like she's bloody had an ecstasy tablet shoved up her ass. But she's been shot in a foot a couple of weeks prior.
I have no idea, bro.
I don't know, bro.
I've stayed out of it because I'm biased in the first place because I'm a big fan of Tory Lanez and obviously, like, yeah, I'm
Tory's lit, man. This is the thing, bro. This is for a whole other podcast, yeah. Social media now, cancel culture, all this stuff that's going on, like, nobody is safe, bro. I feel like at the minute the industry is trying to destroy itself. Everybody's going for each other. People are misbehaving. Like, the whole timeline is turning on, man. Like, cancel there, cancel left, cancel right.
I think, bro,
the game is crazy, bro.
Everyone's on social media more these days because they're sat at home doing less.
People just want a reason to be loud as well, man. You know what it's like now?
Bro, this is the thing,
man.
There's
an opinion on everything.
Well, there's a lot of people that aren't socializing properly right now. So they're they've still got opinions on everything. And where do they put it? They put it out into the public on Twitter.
Yeah,
and this is the problem because suddenly what's happening is people's opinions is then getting misconstrued and taken as fact.
Yeah.
And then someone else is running with it and saying, oh, fucking hell, I can't believe such and such that. That's it, cancelled. And that's,
I think,
like,
it's the way people tweet as well. People tweet like what they're saying is factual. And yeah, it comes across in that way, like...
Exactly.
Twitter can be a dangerous place, man.
And not only that, it's not just Twitter, it's social media, because then the gossip sites will get hold of something,
post it
and run with it without doing any fact-checking, without doing anything.
Moving like the sun, mate.
Run it up. Yeah, basically, that's exactly, bruv, that's exactly what these meme sites and these gossip sites are. They are like the sun newspaper.
I don't think any of these outlets are scared anymore whether it has to be factual or not. Like, they're just looking the clicks, mate.
Yeah, because there's no repercussions for them doing nothing. There's no face behind their thing. There's no repercussions
unless someone actually comes for the next and starts suing. And
that's what I think is going to happen with this latest one with Dutch.
Okay,
because, like, all right, so I don't have all the facts, so I don't know exactly where I stand on it personally, right? Because I don't have all the facts of the story. But what I do know, do you want to cover this in this week's episode?
We might need to let that one unfold a little bit more, mate, before we say too much on it.
All right, you know what? No, I'm going to give you my perspective on it, actually. So
I don't think I'm going to give mine.
No, that's fine. You can stay completely quiet, bro. But I'm going to put out what I've seen and how I feel about it, right? Because the morning that his Instagram got hacked and everything was being posted, I was up. So it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. His Insta was posting stuff. And I was up. I was just about to make myself some breakfast, 7 a.m. And I just, as a habit, I just hop on Insta in the morning for like 15 minutes or so while I'm just like making porridge or whatever. And I noticed the first thing I saw was a DM that he posted with H, and they were talking about Meeks, and basically Dutch is saying something about punching Meeks, and H is basically saying, no, don't do that, like, it's, you don't have to risk your career for my stuff, like, it's cool, blah 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 blah. The next thing I saw was a DM from Steph to him about JB Schofield, and Dutch saying he wanted to put JB on a remix for something with Russ because Russ does numbers. And then Steph was like, so Steph, does Baby Shark.
Steph's that gal that will just tell man straight, you know.
But she was like, so does Baby Shark, right? So that's the other one I saw. And then I was flicking through and I saw a bunch of other ones. I saw him talking to some girl about sending pictures of her feet or something. But,
oh Lord.
Not to say it wasn't there, but I didn't see anything to do with underage. I didn't see that, right? So fast forward to this week, and there's posts coming out with apparent screenshots and video captures of his profile and him DMing someone who said they're 13.
Yeah.
I don't think that's real, bruv. I don't think it's real. I think someone's put that together and posted it out. I might be wrong, but what I think people need to do is they need to take a step back from the situation. Instead of reacting straight away with their first thought and tweeting it, they need to just step back and think, first of all, is this a situation I can do anything about? No. Okay, let's not involve myself. And secondly, is this shit even real?
Yeah.
But, do you know what I mean? So like...
It's like we just said about social media, then, man. People don't care anymore.
And that's exactly the thing.
Whatever is out in the open is taken as gospel straight away.
Bruv, people have seen this video screenshot and no one is even considering the fact that me and you could put something together like that in less than 10 minutes and post it. Yeah, I could do it right now. I could take a screenshot from our DMs and blooming post it out there.
It's and the say, controversy, oh,
stylist DM'd
it,
me. I could put it out there and be like, stylist DM'd me.
Double's gonna set me up, man.
And said he wanted to punch Westwood up. And I could post the proof, bruv. But I've made it on my computer. Do you know what I mean? So no one's considering this. But the point I was making with all of this is Dutch has been completely silent about all of this, and I think he has probably been advised by a legal team to not say anything online.
Okay. Yeah.
I reckon it's going to go to court, bruv. I reckon there's going to be legal proceedings, and I think the gossip sites are going to get dragged, bruv. I think anyone that is responsible for posting it,
whether these guys want to start throwing the money at these court cases, isn't it, man? And whether they want to be, and whether they can be bruv, dragging them through court, because like
Dutch,
it costs, isn't it?
1 month ago, Dutch was the hottest rapper in the UK. The hottest rapper without a shadow of a doubt, yeah?
I think he still is for now. I feel like we're going to figure out where this really goes in the next week or two, man.
He's a very valuable asset to the record label. Yeah, very valuable, bruv. 100. And you got to think, record labels have legal teams. They already have legal departments. This is what's happening, bruv. I'm telling you right now, this is what I think's happening. I think Dutch is silent because he's probably been told by a lawyer, don't say anything because you're going to fuck the case up. And I think there's going to be some kind of libel case come out of this.
If the DMs and that are true, bro, he's better off not typing anything on social media.
Bruv, the thing is
he'll tie himself up.
The thing is you have to consider as well, if that one, the one from the 13-year-old, yeah, if that's true, then why did the people that hacked his Instagram not post that the first time? Why are they posting a boring conversation with Steph and a voice note from H and something else from his DMs about chatting to a girl about her feet? Mm-hmm. Again, like from what I saw, that wasn't an underage girl, but I could be wrong, but I don't think that one was. Like, why are they going to wait this long to now post it somewhere else? Like, you'd have just posted it up from his profile straight away. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So, like, that's why I'm skeptical about it. Now, not to say any of the other decisions he's made are moral or whatnot, and I've got to put the disclaimer out there. Obviously, I'm not defending him, just in case it does all turn out to be true and I get sent for. But what I am saying is, bruv, I've got to watch myself. 2020's been an emotional year as it is. But what I am saying is, people need to just take time with all this social media stuff. Basically, and just take a moment to consider, like, that shit might not be real. Might not be real. Do you know what I mean? Like...
but I'm sat on the fence of it, innit? You don't know if it's true. You don't know if it's not true. Like, if it's true, it's very peak for man. Like,
yeah, if it's true and it comes out without a shadow of a doubt that this is true,
that's
he's going in the bin.
That's jail fucking... bait, mate.
Yeah, he's going in the bin, bruv. But I just think until it's proved, like, innocent until proven guilty, innit?
Yeah, 100%.
And a screenshot that was posted.
That's not even a thing no more, though, man. Like, not in the court of social media, mate. Like, nobody's safe.
No.
Like, this is going to tarnish him, even if it comes out like it wasn't even true. Like, some people are going to still be looking at him a bit iffy going forward.
Yeah, the problem he has moving forwards, any interview that he does in the near future, in the next year...
That's coming up.
This is going to come up, this situation, regardless of
what
direction...
It'll just be the case of management. You know what it's like, bro, when you sit down with these artists, the managers normally tell you, don't ask, stay away from this, don't ask that, and that's probably what's going to happen.
But he has to do big platform interviews, and big platform interviews don't stand for that stuff, bruv. Like...
Yeah, but you know what it's like now, bro. These artists, they don't really need these platforms as much. The fan, they grow their own fan bases that big. Like most times.
Yeah, I disagree. I personally think all artists need to do interviews, though.
I don't know, man. Look at some of these top tier artists that don't even do press. Right. Not everybody does it, man. Not everyone's about it.
No, but I think they would be. I think it would benefit them too, and they would be bigger if they did.
Yeah, but if it means avoiding a sticky one with, do you know what I mean? Yeah. People asking these questions that he's.
Dave doesn't do them. He did one with Capital Extra.
Oh, even Chip and that. You don't even see Chip really doing press. Like, you don't see half these. And even like the bigger American artists. Like, obviously, that's a little bit different when you're talking about people on the top level, like your Beyoncé's and your Jay-Z's and that.
Yeah. Like, so I know Dave did one with Capital Extra and then it was deleted. So they probably were like, no, don't take it down. Fredo did one with. Who did Fredo do one with? But he did one.
I called him Fredo, you know, like the chocolate bar.
Fredo. He did one, and then his team requested it was taken down. And who else? There was another one. Oh, yeah, Chip did a podcast episode that will never come out.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I think these artists need to do press in it, but I just feel like...
Yeah, I do.
I just feel like the way it's going now, a lot of these artists just build their own wave. They have their own output. They can drop music as and when they want. That's the way I feel like it's going. But we'll see. Pure beef, mate. A lot's happened.
Beef everywhere, bruv.
A lot of beef.
Mad.
I want to start a beef.
Do it. Call out another DJ and just punch them up.
I'm going to call out.
First name that comes to your head, say it.
Westwood, that's your hook.
Oh!
No, I'm joking.
Westwood's no, you said it.
Westwood's my boy. That's you. That's you. That.
Careful.
Westwood's the boy, fam.
Careful. You don't know what's going to come out about Westwood.
Oh my God! Nobody's safe.
No one is safe, bruv. No one is safe.
Anyway, back in the bits.
Yeah.
Back in the bits.
Have you been keeping up with music? Like, what's your music input been like?
Just all right, mate. I'm struggling to take it all in right now. Sometimes, some days I'm in a good mood and I want to listen to new music. Other days I'm like, what's the fucking point? My DJ career is over. It's been scatty, man. Like, last couple of days have been good. I've got some new turntables and that in the studio. I've got the bug back. Passion's there, but some days I'm just like, I'm not taking everything in, bro. You know what it's like for our emails? It's relentless. Music every day. Like, most times I'm not checking all of it right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm having days where I'll plug in and go through it, but I'm not absorbing the music like I normally would pre-lockdown. So
yeah, no, definitely not.
It's hard,
not.
Man, because like even with the club bangers and that, yeah, great. Go and play them on your live. Woo! Do you know what I mean? like, it's great in that, but you can't take it in the same. Like, the amount of songs that haven't had the club treatment this year that would absolutely rang off. Like, it's... We're probably not going to see it, because by the time we are back in the clubs, all these songs are going to be washed. So...
Yeah, but then what will happen then? Are you going to still be playing older club songs? Because this whole lockdown time going to just be skipped?
So time is frozen.
Yeah, I feel like majority of the hits from this year will become the biggest hits from the club. I think it's almost going to extend their life a bit, because as soon as people are starting to doing club mixes, like, got to think all the songs that were the biggest songs when we started lockdown will still have a great impact in the clubs, because they haven't been rinsed this year. But or a bit like, for example, the first one that comes to my head, D Block Europe and H.
Wait. That one.
No, not even that one. D Block Europe and H, UFO.
Banger.
Bruv, I think even if we're out the clubs for another 2 years, that one's gonna ring off when it goes in.
I don't know if that even took off up here.
It's been a slow burn for me, to be honest, because I feel like the hype around that album.
I love the beat, though. The beat's mad, and KC shot the video. My homie shot the vid. Vid's lit. Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that the album hype has died down and gone. But that single seems to just be continuing.
Yeah, I don't. I think they'll still be able to recycle the records, but you know what it's going to... As soon as the clubs open, though, all these artists are going to be like, who can get the first big club smash?
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be a rat race, mate, to get there's definitely
artists sat on music right now.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Definitely.
They've probably made them like, yo, well, hold that. Hold that one till we can move again, but...
Yeah.
What? Ah! What a fucking DJ again, bro.
Yeah.
Stress, man. Yeah, fingers crossed. Soon come, man. Fingers crossed.
Not soon come. We're not DJing in clubs before March,
before March, definitely. I'm thinking like April, May, start of next summer.
Mad.
We might start seeing some movement, but I think like my Wednesday... Do you know what's mad? We had Peter Marks on. Yeah. And a couple of weeks later, the company's flipping, fully going under.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's fully going under.
It's trying to sell up, innit?
They made an announcement like a week after we had him on.
What are the odds?
Yeah, well...
He came on confident, him.
Well, yeah, but even on the episode, he said to us, like, they do need money. They need investors. They need people to blast money into their company. So I wasn't surprised by that, to be honest.
It was just and so obviously quick. It was just so quick after like we spoke to him, which is mad.
Yeah, but he knew. He would have known when we were sat down. He just wouldn't have been able to speak about it.
100%. The Wednesday night that I was doing for their company, I think that club's folded.
There's a couple that's gone, man.
It's a big venue. It's like a 2,000 cap. Like that was one of my good spots, man. So I don't know what I'm gonna have left residency wise when all this comes back around.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's at that point now where it's Christmas.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks.
Not in my household. Christmas is cancelled in my house, mate.
Yeah. Christmas is cancelled this year. Like, I don't think I'm going to be in England for Christmas this year, to be honest. It's not looking like it. I hate Christmas, man. I'm such a Grinch. But... I don't have kids or anything. If I have children or whatever, I've got a reason to be excited for it for them. But for me, not really on it.
Stylus hates Christmas. Now, I've always loved Christmas, mate. I like it, but not this year. I'm going to cancel. I haven't told my son yet.
Christmas is cancelled.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I could do? He's only 8, so he doesn't really have a concept properly of time, and he's not like aware of he. He knows about calendars and stuff, but if I just say to him, yeah, it's 50 days till Christmas, I could just keep saying to him, yeah, it's 50 days till Christmas.
2 weeks later, 50, still 50 days.
Yeah, oh, mate, they changed it. It's going to be 50 days.
You tight, yeah.
I could just cancel Christmas, not tell him, and just be like, oh, yeah, it's soon, and just wait until next Christmas. He'll stop asking eventually. What are you doing?
Sorry, mate, I'm tired. We've got a guest on Monday, right?
Yes.
Today we're just having a catch up today, guys. By the way, in case you wondered why we're chatting so much nonsense,
well, we're going from one topic to the next, to the next, to the next.
Yeah, structure. We're so scatty, but we're going to clean that up today.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, we might as well wrap this one up here then.
Yeah, man. I agree.
Stylus is yawning.
Well, I'm semi jet lagged. I'm still feeling it from the holiday, bro. Swear down. Body clock's a bit mad. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. That's it. That's this episode wrapped then, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely some hot takes.
Little bit of beef chat.
Little bit of beef chat, yeah. Get up. If you haven't listened to it yet, get up on the Trillery Banks and Nole clash because it's entertaining. I reckon Nole's going to come back, mate. I reckon she's going to drop another one.
Yeah, I hope so. Give us something. Keep us entertained, man. Shit.
100%.
Just keep dropping the clashes, fam.
Hashtag TalkOverPodClart, DJ Double and Stylo.
At TalkOverPod on Instagram and Twitter.
The end.